Pray. Spirit of the living God, bless us as we meditate upon your word. Amen. Have you ever wished that you could get into a time machine and go back to moments such as the one when the Lord parted the Red Sea, or when Elijah went by a whirlwind into heaven, or when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Truly, that would be a marvelous experience to be able to see with our own eyes these miraculous events. Well, not long ago, we were privileged to see something more marvelous than the parting of the sea, the ascension of Elijah, or the raising of Lazarus. What we witnessed was the result of a miracle that exceeds all other miracles. Can you think of when you observed that experience? At the invitation of Professor Sullivan, Nathan Libby came up to the lectern, not knowing exactly what was going to happen. Now, I cannot recall the exact words that were spoken at that time, but Professor Sullivan said something like, "To Nate, your sins are forgiven. Do you believe this?" And Nate responded, "Of course." Do you see a miracle here? Perhaps we don't, because this is something so common in our lives, that is, lives of Christians, children of God. We are so accustomed to this miracle that it hardly seems like a miracle. It seems commonplace. Well, the miracle is called faith. Professor Sullivan believed the word of God, and therefore he declared without hesitation, "Your sins are forgiven." And Nate likewise believed the message and could reply with confidence, "Of course." Now, in what way is this a miracle? Well, I'd like you to go out, find an unbeliever somewhere, and turn him into a believer. No, you can't take the gospel with you. You got to do it yourself. All by yourself. Or maybe all of you, combine all your skills and your strength and turn just one unbeliever into a believer. You won't be able to do it. None of us can. There is no natural power upon this earth that can turn an unbelieving heart into a believing heart. And if you want to talk about Christmas miracles, here it is. Here is the real Christmas miracle that you and I, that anyone can believe that that little baby in the manger is the Savior of the world. To stand in that stinky barn and look into a feeding trough at a little tiny infant and say, "Of course, that's my Savior." To stand in the temple and look at a 12-year-old boy there talking to the teachers and say, "Of course, that's my Savior." To stand on a hillside in Galilee and look at a teacher talking to the people and say, "Of course, that's my Savior." To stand on Calvary and look at a man nailed to a cross and say, "Of course, that's my Savior." That's a miracle. What's a miracle? An extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Conversion is just such an extraordinary event. And a genuine confession of faith, such as was exchanged between two men here in this field house, is a manifestation of divine intervention in human affairs. Ezekiel 36, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nation shall know that I am Jehovah, says the Lord Jehovah. When I am hallowed in you before their eyes, for I will take you out from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you to your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. A heart of stone. That's what we used to have. Stone cold hearts lodged within. And there's nothing that we could do to change this. Not in ourselves nor in anybody else. For that matter, we had no desire to change it. There's no life in that stone. It is cold and dead. But he says, I will take the heart of stone out of you, out of your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And there is the miracle of conversion. The cold, dead stone being removed and replaced by warm flesh throbbing with life. A miracle indeed. A marvel of the ages. Divine intervention into human affairs. A supernatural event. Now I can ask you again to go out, find an unbeliever, and make him believe in Jesus. But of course, this time I'm going to let you take the gospel. The instrument of the miraculous. God has placed in these weak hands, in these frail lips, His own power unto salvation, that good tidings of great joy, which is for all people. This good word of God on human lips has the power to reach into a man, remove that cold stone heart, and replace it with a heart of flesh, to convert the unbelieving heart into a believing heart. So it has happened for all of us. So do you want to give someone a really Christmas present? And I don't mean a real present, but a present that is really Christmas. Then tell him, whether he's a believer or an unbeliever, that child in the manger is his Savior, has taken away his sins. Tell him, unto you was born that day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And it may be that in so doing you too have been instrumental in removing a stony heart and replacing it with a fleshy one. And as for those hearts that already believe, they will be filled with even more of the fire of zeal and love and faith. And so, miracles will continue. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of Mary and Son of God, we thank you more than words can say, for having miraculously transformed our hearts into hearts of faith. Give us the Christmas zeal to proclaim the good tidings so other stony hearts can be turned into hearts of flesh. Grant this for your name's sake. Amen. And we join to sing the words of hymn 93, verse 1 and verse 3.
announcement.